The First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, has begun a campaign to address and reduce the impact of diseases such as HIV, cervical and breast cancer. She stated that these diseases affect mostly women and by extension their children and families. Mrs. Mahama said this when she launched a project initiated by the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, and a week-long medical screening for breast and cervical cancers at Kufuridwa in the Eastern Region. Mrs. Mahama said she has made it her agenda to educate communities and advocate attention and resources to combat these diseases that can easily be prevented. Priscilla Osuansa witnessed the activities and now reports.
OFLA was established last year following a meeting of African First Ladies at the invitation of UNAIDS to address issues of HIV and AIDS on the continent. The objectives of the organization is to augment the efforts of countries towards prevention, treatment, and mitigating the impact of HIV, breast, and cervical cancer. The First Lady, who is the Vice President of the West African Chapter of OFLA, said it is the global plan to eliminate mother to child transmission of HIV.
Around the world, the transmission of HIV from mother to their baby contributes a lot to the death of children under 5 years. Without treatment, many children will die before 2 years. About 40% of pregnant women living with HIV will transmit the virus to their baby if it is not found or treated. Fortunately, prevention of mother to child transmission can be accomplished. Because of the impact of HIV and cancer on women and by extension their partners and children, I have taken it upon myself to mobilize Ghanaian, educate community and advocate for more attention and resources to address the triple burden of HIV, cervical and breast cancer in Ghana.
The Minister of Health, Madame Sherry Aiti, said Ghana is among 5 countries in the sub-region whose HIV prevalence declined more than 25% between 2001 and 2010. She said, notwithstanding this, there is more room for improvement to get 0% in areas such as infection, discrimination, and AIDS-related deaths.
Infections of about 2,300 is something that we should not be proud of. When our population is infected with HIV, and currently we have about 235,000 infected people, becomes worrisome because it undermines the economic development agenda. We need healthy people to drive the economy so that we can create a healthy country for our children to take over for us.
The Eastern Regional Minister, Helen Adjoantoso, stated that currently her region is the highest in HIV with a prevalence of 3.6%. She therefore called on the chiefs and queen mothers of the region to help in the fight against the menace. The First Lady was received at a Durbar of Chiefs and Queen Mothers of Oyoko in the Kufuridwa municipality. The chief of Oyoko, who is also a member of the Council of State, Nana Kodiakese, asked headmasters of junior and senior high schools to stop the charging of unnecessary fees so that young people can stay in school.
Priscilla Uswansa reporting.